Family Life Radio. That is Micah Tyler. Song is called Different. It's Peter and Shannon in the morning, 25 past, and we are delighted to have on the phone with us Kevin Butcher. He is the author of a new book called Choose and Choose Again. He is also a pastor in the Detroit area of Hope Community Church.
Hope Community Church is one of the coolest church plants I've ever seen, because there's a dividing line that separates, if you will, the haves from the have-nots, although it often looks like a racial divide right there. 8 Mile Road in Detroit, Michigan is exactly where you are situated.
It's changing somewhat. In fact, it's changing in very good ways. The dividing line is not so thick, but one of the reasons it's changing is because of the gospel and some churches that are really doing the work of letting people see that skin color is nothing, that underneath what separates us on the outside are human beings who, not to be cliche, but we bleed the same red, and we really need each other.
Well said. It's Peter and Shannon in the morning, and we're talking today with pastor and author Kevin Butcher. His new book is called Choose and Choose Again.
Tell us, Kevin, a time that you first had to choose Jesus.
Well, you know, I became a believer when I was five. I was raised in a Christian home, albeit, you know, like many Christian homes, you know, it was dysfunctional, if I can use that overused term. And so it was fairly jacked up. And so I grew up knowing a lot of doctrine, you know, went to a Christian university, went to Dallas Theological Seminary, got more Greek, more Hebrew, and at the age of 36 was, you know, pastoring and going and blowing and telling everybody else what the Bible said and whatnot, and I think some good things were happening. But one night, on the way back from another speaking engagement, trying to get him to approve of me, trying to get him to say, you know, you're about there, son, I almost took my own life. I was suicidal and didn't even know it. And so at 94 and Allard, I almost drove into a cement embankment. And I came home, and I literally got on my knees and I said, God, I've got everything. I've got everything. I've got nothing. What is it that I'm missing? Miraculously, a couple days later, a copy of The Ragamuffin Gospel by Brennan Manning, an ex-alcoholic in recovery priest, about the love of God, appeared on my doorstep somehow. And I read it and wept all the way through, and I realized that's what I don't know. I don't know that God loves me. I know he loves you. I know all the Greek words for love, but I don't know he loves me. And that was 27 years ago, and I've been choosing, for the most part, his arms of love since then.
And what a wonderful choice that is. And, you know, Pastor Kevin Butcher, if you could hang on with us for just a little bit, we'd like to come back and talk about the choosing again part, the brave act of returning to God's love. For maybe those who know his love and have turned their back anyway, we continue our conversation coming up on Family Life Radio.
We're talking this morning with author and pastor Kevin Butcher. His new book is called Choose and Choose Again. And Kevin, let's talk about the choose again portion of your book, because we have the choose part where by faith we come to know Jesus Christ, we accept his gift of salvation, we say, yes, Lord, I need you, I choose you. But then it breaks down to our everyday walk, our journey following Jesus, making choices in a variety of areas in our life every day. And I think this is the time of year when a lot of people want to choose again or are trying to do that. So what do you mean by that?
Well, I think, first of all, for many of us, we've got to own the fact. We know verses about the love of God, but for many of us, we've not really experienced the love of God. Love was meant to be experienced. So, you know, to be able to choose at the beginning of 2018 and to say, I am going to look at my God, who calls himself my Father, my Abba Father, and I'm going to ask him to show me his love. That would be a place to start.
Pastor Kevin Butcher of Hope Community Church in Detroit, our guest. His book, Choose and Choose Again, available everywhere where fine books are sold. Kevin, just in closing, if somebody wants to do that today, they want to say, okay, I want in. I haven't experienced the real love of the Father. In fact, for many, maybe fatherly love is a foreign concept altogether.
Yeah.
I mean, how can somebody just take the very first step? How can you experience that love, that redeeming love of God, if you don't really know what that is?
Usually there's a lot of healing to do, because one of the places we're supposed to learn about that love is in our families of origin. For me, was to begin to position myself in a community of believers. Think of this. In First Peter, Peter says to the churches of Asia Minor, above all things, love one another deeply, because that love has the power to heal a multitude of sins. Only that love. So to position myself in a community where that community is about that love will let me be honest about my wounds. I can come in and say, I don't have to be always the believer that rejoices, or I'm not a good Christian. I can share my wound. And in the midst of that wound, I can be met by other believers who, in the very meeting, face-to-face, the very connectivity in community. So to make the choice to position ourselves in a community that is about the love of Christ, about the healing love of Christ, where we can take off our masks and start the healing journey together.
Kevin, an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for your time.
You will find
more information about Kevin. We'll put a link to his website at our show highlights page at myflr.org.
We've been talking this morning with Kevin Butcher, pastor and author. His new book is Choose and Choose Again, a great read as we start the new year. Kevin, thank you for your book. Thank you for your time, and blessings on you and your ministry in 2018.
Thank you so much, and your listeners.
And we have a copy of Choose and Choose Again for caller 5, and all you need to do is choose to pick up the phone and dial 888-888-9976. Caller 5 wins with love from your friends right here at Family Life Radio.